It's Chazar Zeichon Nushim Tzapach Ches Cheshagim Rebam Yehuda Mesechus Eivin Daf Nun. Mur had said that Rabba said anything that can't be done consecutively could also not take effect when done simultaneously. Abaye asked, the Braisa says if someone separates more than a tenth of his produce as Meiser, the leftover produce may be eaten, but the full amount that he separated as Meiser can't be eaten, because any amount over 10% that's separated does not have a din of Meiser, and at the same time it's not considered to be part of the leftover produce for which Meiser was given, and therefore it remains tevel and forbidden to eat. Why is that the halacha? If a person separates 10% and then tries to separate additional produce as Meiser, the additional amount will not receive a Meiser designation. If so, according to Rabba, since it can't be done consecutively, it should not be able to be simultaneously, and the entire designation should be invalidated. My answer is the case of mice is different because one may designate parts of individual fruits as micer without designating the entire fruit. Therefore, when he designates more than 10%, we assume that he meant that only parts of each fruit should become micer, equaling to a total of 10% of the produce. For designation of a Shabbos residence, you cannot designate half of a 4-am area. Therefore, designating 8 amas will not work. Murray asks, when someone gives mice from an animal, has animals, he may not designate part of an animal, and yet Rabba says that if two animals exit at the pen at the same time, these two being the 10th and 11th of his count, and he calls them both number 10, they both get Kedusha. The 11th would not get Kedusha simply by calling it number 10 if it walked out after the 10th animal, so why does it get Kedusha when it walks out together with the 10th animal? Murray answers, animal mice is different because there are times when number 11 does get Kedusha, in a case where he mistakenly calls number 10 number 9, and then he calls number 11 number 10, then even number 11 gets Kedusha. Therefore, when done simultaneously, 10 and 11, it will get Kedusha as well. In fact, the Gemara, if someone brings a carbon taida which required 40 chalas to be brought, and he's magdish 80 chalas, if it's done mistakenly, they do not become kaddish. And if it's done intentionally, but consecutively, first 40, then another 40, it also doesn't become kaddish. Yet, if all 80 are done at once, Chizkiah says that 40 out of the 80 do become kaddish. It can't be done consecutively, so why could it be done simultaneously, according to Rabbo? Gemara says, even Chizkiah says that if he clearly states, I want all 80 to be kaddish, none of them will become kaddish. The case is disgusting where he brings 80 without saying anything. Chizkiah feels that we assume he's bringing 80 only so that he has 40 as a backup in case something happens with the first 40 for like Achrayas. This is why the Kedusha is effective on 40 out of the 80. Abaye said, when Rav said on the Mishnah that the person who designates under the tree as his residence, when he said he does not get any residence or tchum and must remain in his 4 amas, that's only if the area under the tree is at least 12 amas. If, however, the area is less than 12 amas, his statement is effective and his residence is under the tree. The reason for this is because by choosing the middle 4 amas under the tree, at least part of the remaining areas on both sides of the middle will be overlapped by the middle 4 amas. Therefore, by choosing the middle 4 amas, he has inevitably singled out at least part of the entire area under the tree. Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, asked, why do we say he meant the middle 4 amas under the tree? Maybe he meant 4 amas to one side, in which case it doesn't overlap with the 4 ama area on the other side of the tree. Therefore, Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua says, Rav only said his din when the area under the tree is 8 amas or more. Is 8 amas or more. However, if it's less than 8 amas, then no matter which 4 ama area he meant, it overlaps with any other 4 ama area, and it would be he would consider it to be have made his makom shvisa under the tree. A Braisa says like Rav, that the reason his saying under the tree won't be effective is because he has not singled out a single 4 ama area. Shmuel would learn this braisa discussing a case where the 2,000 amas from where he's currently standing only gets him to within 4 amas of the tree. Therefore, the only residence designation that can work is on the side of the tree facing his current position. Being that he did not designate any area, he may have meant the area on the other side of the tree, which is beyond the 2,000 amas from where he is now, and therefore it cannot be his residence. That's why the braisa says the area under the tree does not become his residence. A Bryce says like Shmuel that when a person makes 2 Eirvin, he is bound by the stricter limitations of each. Rav, who is considered a Tana, must argue on the Bryce, and therefore Rav Tana, who a Pollock.